Today's FanLUN Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, is putting you in the center of this weekend's title fight with 101 odds on either fighter landing a punch during the fight. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Dude, that's the answer.
Well, what if you want, what if they're like, give me your wallet? What if you don't have any money and you try to tell them, you're like,
wallet.
All I got in there is cards, man. I got no cash. All I got is cards.
I would
they're
say,
like, give me the wallet.
I would
don't want
say
them to have my ID. But then you got to go loot, get a new ID. You got to cancel all your credit cards, debit cards, get new cards. Just a huge pain.
Well, I mean, what's a bigger pain? Getting new debit cards and credit cards and an
yes.
ID or getting shot?
Getting new credit cards and debit cards and ID, because you get shot, you're just like, ah, then you die.
On 1340 WKGN.
Let's try it.
You start a GoFundMe. If you get it up to about $1,000, I'll probably let you shoot me in the foot. I got to make the rent.
Hour three kicking off in the White Claw Studios. What do you got for us, Draven?
Emmanuel Acho to host The Bachelor. The after
I don't like him.
I don't like him either. After
I don't know what it is about him. I just don't like him.
They have their little the final rose special ceremony where they talk about what just happened and everything like that. And of course, Chris Harrison did step away. Well, I guess it was like a week ago. Last week he stepped away. Talked about.
I just found out about it yesterday.
Well.
But
he announced like a month ago he was stepping away. He would not be.
Oh,
doing,
really?
Yeah, he announced a month ago that he would not be doing any more things on this season, like in terms of the men's tell all. Was that maybe that was pre-recorded? I don't know if he was on that or not. But like
yeah.
The final rose and like the reunion or whatever. I don't know exactly what the Bachelor calendar is, but basically that he would not be filming anything the rest of the season and was stepping away from the franchise indefinitely. I would assume he would be back for the like next. Season, but who knows?
Are they doing Bachelor in Paradise this year?
I'm sure they are. I mean, people like that one more than
they did that last
although
year.
No, they didn't because of COVID. But like,
yeah.
I feel like people like Bachelor in Paradise more than the other ones. At least more than like the Bachelorette. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
what do we think of Emmanuel Acho running the show on The Bachelor? Is that gonna be appealing for you guys?
The Bachelor is the worst show ever invented.
Does he work with ESPN still? I thought he moved to Fox Sports 1.
He is at FS1. He has that show. Does he have a show
That's
with Marcellus
so
Wiley?
I think it's kind of weird that Fox...
So Marcellus Wiley, right?
Yeah, I thought so, but I think it's weird that they would bring him on as the guy on ABC, seeing how he doesn't work for ESPN or Disney.
That is a good point. That is interesting.
That was what I thought was weird about it.
Well, we'll see how it goes. You guys been watching The Bachelor any this year?
No.
Keeping up with it?
No.
Worst show in existence.
Didn't you say you're a fan?
Mm-mm. I say like on some seasons I'll watch like the first like three or four episodes.
Just get tired of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there's a woman in my life that watches it, I'll sometimes to put it on. But I don't mind it. I like reality TV, but I'll always lose my interest very quickly. There's no competition aspect of it. I need my reality TV to have like competition at the end of it. Challenge. Big Brother, Survivor, those things.
Speaking of a challenge, there was an interesting quote from quarterback coach Clyde Christensen from Tampa Bay. He talked about Tom Brady, pretty much saying that a big reason why Brady came to the Buccaneers was to kind of maybe even chase Peyton Manning a little bit, joining two teams and winning a Super Bowl with two different franchises. He said Brady said one of the things that looked really fun and challenging to him is what Peyton did in Denver. So how about that? How about a little motivation for Brady? That was what led him to go into Tampa was Peyton Manning.
I think what led him to going to Tampa was him and Belichick not getting along. But
well,
either way,
another little wrinkle in there.
It's nice after you said you won a Super Bowl, so it's good to say now. You can say, "Hey, I matched Peyton." They said I couldn't go win a second Super Bowl with the second franchise, but look at me, I did it. Peyton did it, and so did I.
So you think he's just saying this in hindsight?
Well, I mean, I think he thinks he could have done it, which is why, you know, he didn't retire. So, I mean, I'm sure.
Do you think he used it as a little bit of
motivation?
I'm sure
Peyton talked about it. I'm sure he did. But I also think Tom Brady just, you know. I guess Tom Brady, like, he was what? Tweeting out about yesterday. He was tweeting out about, like, his combine.
Yeah.
Review almost what, like 25 years later? 20? I mean, how long is he's 43? So I guess it'd be like what, 20 years later, 21 years later? So I mean, he still uses that as motivation. So yeah, I don't.
He's been a lot more open lately, hasn't he? Tweeting out some stuff, letting some stuff get out there about old Brady.
He's a winner.
Either way, speaking of Brady, Tua talking about Mac Jones. We got a quarterback prospect here. What's going to happen with Mac Jones? And Tua said that he's a more mobile Tom Brady.
Matt Jones
is a more mobile Tom Brady.
Mac Jones.
For Alabama. Okay. Upcoming quarterback. Yep.
Yeah.
Mac Jones.
I thought you were saying Matt Jones said that about Tua. I was like, wait a second.
No. Okay. Tua said that about Mac Jones.
Okay.
So do you buy the quote? A more mobile Tom Brady. He's a winner.
Well, almost
he's a winner,
everyone
guys.
In the world is more mobile than Tom Brady. Okay. But being Tom Brady, I don't think you can really put yourself in that boat. But
if I'm Mac Jones, I'm like, thanks, bro.
Yeah, that's a hell of a compliment, right?
Yeah. It's just one like you're not going to possibly live up to. What does it mean to be Tom Brady? Like, what does that mean?
A winner?
Okay, I mean, like,
Mac Jones,
undefeated?
Is that what he's trying to say? Is it like, hey, you're a winner? He's a winner?
He's just saying he's a more mobile Tom Brady, John.
I'm asking what he means by it. Like, what's he mean?
Maybe a more of a game manager type.
Talking about the body type? Because, I mean, like, you saw the Mac Jones, like, national championship picture. Like, he was a little fuzzy like Tom Brady did.
The pictures are actually got him side by side.
Yeah,
with,
I can see that. Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
I mean, I don't know what to think about Mac Jones. Some of the metrics don't speak well of him, but he just had a wide open window. So, we'll see. I would be weary of
lots of open windows,
round.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Really? You wouldn't take a chance on that?
I mean, luckily my team doesn't need a quarterback, so I don't have to worry about it. Like, you know, whoever drafts him, like if I'm the Colts, maybe. Never mind, they trade for Carson Wentz.
It's like, Mac Jones is like QB5 in this draft.
He might be good. QB5 means maybe he'll go to a good team.
Yeah.
But that means, Patriots draft him.
Like, hey, there you go. New England's in the market. Moving on to the NBA, we had Kevin Durant. He will sit out the All-Star break. So my boy, Sabonis, he got in. He will be replacing him in the All-Star game. So everybody happy there. Mm-hmm. And also, Victor Oladipo did not sign the 2-year extension from the Houston Rockets. Turned it down. So expected to pursue a longer-term deal. What's going to happen here? You think the Rockets trade Victor Oladipo, or do you think they just keep him the rest of the year?
I'd say they'll try to trade him just because he's not going to re-sign with them, most likely.
Right.
And you try to get some type of asset for him, if I was guessing. They're going all in to try to keep their draft pick and get in the Cade Cunningham sweepstakes. Which, by the way, did you see Cade Cunningham this weekend?
40.
Dropped 40.
Yeah. Oh, that game was cool. That was a fun game.
Yeah.
Maybe they're playing Oklahoma.
Man, did you
right?
see the Oklahoma guy Oklahoma, in the last 2 minutes of the game? He scored 19 points for Oklahoma to get them to like that point, and then they went to overtime and they lost in overtime. I was like, man, what
Oklahoma
else?
Oklahoma State plays a lot of close games. I've noticed that this year. Like, they're always playing down the wire, overtime, or just like they either blow it or they come back at the end. One of the two.
So I'd say, K. Cunningham, worth the hype.
Yeah.
To say the least. If he's dropping 40, yeah.
He's hard to guard when you're that big and dribbling the ball like that, like in college
last
especially.
Week you were hating on him.
He's a good player. I was hating Oklahoma State.
Okay. Maybe you were.
He's a good player. I don't think they're that good.
Yeah. Anything else?
Yeah, I was going to update the Watson watch. Actually, it's going to be a little bit of a Wilson and Watson watch because did you guys see for Russell Wilson, we had some mayors going a little back and forth. We had the mayor of New Orleans, LaToya Cantrell, pretty much hearing about the rumors on the streets with the eye emojis, said, don't know if they're true or not, but said, I just want to, Russell Wilson did their Twitter and Sierra to know if these rumors are true, that the city of New Orleans will welcome you and your family with open arms. And then we had Seattle's mayor saying, not a fan of this. Mayor Jenny Durkin said, I love you, mayor, but you keep your eyes off Russell Wilson. His home is Seattle. And just so you know, Seattle's in the market for an NBA team. Don't make me go there. Some shots fired between the mayors.
Where was the mayor, the first mayor from?
New Orleans. New Orleans. The rumors of him going to the Saints.
Oh,
so
yeah, the Pelicans were always kind of rumored to be moving.
Yep. So yeah. So the Wilson watch getting a little spicy. We got some people going at each other on Twitter.
I would like if the mayor came back and said, "Yeah, Seattle is looking for a basketball team. And just like their old basketball team, they're going to lose their quarterback.
Oof.
I would have said, yeah, hit them where it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, enjoy your little hockey team. I'm sure that'll fill the void. Your little hockey and your little Kraken and your little your timber. Your little MLS and NHL. I'm sure that's filling the void.
Didn't want to drag them in the mud too much there.
Yeah,
but
Wait. Seattle's a Sounders, not timber. I was confusing Portland.
Mm, yeah, you're right.
I corrected myself, guys. Don't yell at me. I know my soccer. Sort of. At least know the cities.
Sounders, yeah.
New Orleans is going to get him a quarterback. It's going to be amazing to watch Cam's meltdown.
I already got so angry reading an article about how they can get under this cap, and they're already 66 over. I'm just very frustrated.
Yeah. Cam's already mad. He's like, why does this even exist? Why is the salary cap a thing if they could just easily manipulate it?
It's so dumb.
Like, how is it possible?
Just reworking
deals.
I'll send
you the dang article. It's so annoying, man.
But Cam was mad this morning before the show.
You could just move around the money, turn it into a signing bonus so that it doesn't come the same as. It's so dumb.
It seems weird.
It shouldn't be a thing. Saints should just rot.
It's all just made up, kind of sounds like to me, this whole salary cap situation. Would you rather?
Saints get away with everything. They can get away with helping a Catholic church touch kids, and they can get away with the cap room.
Let's go break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, anything we missed so far? We hit Tennessee basketball stinks. Tennessee football recruiting stinks. What else we missed? The NFL considering playing two games on Christmas. The NFL has said, hey, we're coming for the NBA's little Christmas Day monopoly. We're going to try to take over if it's anywhere near a weekend. What day is Christmas on this year? I guess you guys wouldn't know that. Let me check.
It'd be a Saturday.
The 25th.
It's a Saturday this year, John. It was a Friday last year.
Okay. It's impressive. How did you know that?
I remember it was on a Friday last year.
There was a game, NFL game.
How would you remember? So it was on a Friday last year, which means it'd be it just goes by one, like it goes back one day? Is that how it works on the calendar?
Yeah, unless it's a leap year, and this year's not a leap year.
Every day just gets pushed back a day?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's accurate.
Yeah, like birthdays are the same way. Like it's because just
less
is
a leap year.
Yeah, it rotates.
So like last year was on a Friday, but then in 2019 it was on a Wednesday.
Because leap year.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, time's dumb.
You sound really surprised about this.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are looking at me like this is all common knowledge, and so everyone knows this, that you just move the day back 1 year. You didn't know this.
No, yeah. I've heard this before.
You didn't know it.
Yeah, no. For birthdays,
Hayden, I believe. I don't know if I believe you.
I just think you feel bad because you don't know it, and you're trying to bring me down with you.
I am fully acknowledging that I did not know it.
Yep. December 25th, 2019 is on a Wednesday. Boom.
Impressive, Hayden.
I'm fully acknowledging that I did not know it. I'm saying I don't think you knew that either.
With
that's
birthdays, yeah. It's always on the day after, yeah.
My birthday's on a Wednesday next year, John, so.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're right. Christmas Day is on Saturday.
There was an NFL game on Christmas Day, by the way.
Yeah,
it was the
Friday.
Saints-Vikings game.
No, I know.
Game.
I know. Yeah. I'm saying that usually they don't, but they started dipping their toes in a little bit, and apparently they're going to two. They're going to try to go at two per game, two per Christmas this year. You know, they dominated the NBA's ratings last year in terms of their game. I mean, we know that the NFL is the biggest sport in town. They have kind of punted on Christmas Day in the past.
Yeah.
But you know, last year they put the Saints Vikings on there and got 20 million viewers.
Do you think that
was 5 times more than what the NBA got throughout the day?
Do you think that was due to Kamara's 6 touchdowns?
No, I just think we love football. Nope. Okay. I think you can put almost any two teams on there, but you know, having a good team helps. You know,
and impressive game too. Like that was,
but it was a blowout, wasn't it? I mean, it wasn't like a close game.
It wasn't all the way a blowout.
They kind of hung around
with the point spread. Like, yeah, Minnesota hung around enough to keep you watching if you were gambling on it. And then, like, if you have any fantasy players, of course you're going to watch it, but. No, I mean, I just think we love the NFL more than anything. And I think having, you know, one game in a 16-game season, like every game feels kind of big. Depending, you know, I don't think you can put, like, the worst two teams in the league and get 20 million, but you'd still probably get, like, 15 or so.
I'm sure they'll pick two pretty interesting games. I mean, last year you had, obviously, Kamara was great, but you had the fact that Vikings have kind of
they've been good punked
the Saints the last few times.
Yeah, it's the rematch of the wild card game.
Yeah, sure. So, like, I mean, I would say you'll have. I mean, you have Drew Brees there too, which, I mean, despite his lack of game, he's still one of the five or six biggest draws in terms of at the quarterback position. So, you know, if they have two games next year, I would guarantee that you'll see one of Mahomes, Brady, Wilson, Rodgers. Anybody I'm missing? Like, I'd say of those, what, four or five guys, Watson, I'll throw Watson in there too if he's on a new team. Like, one of those five guys will be in one of those games for sure. Maybe two of them. I don't think they necessarily have to play each other, but, like, you can pretty much guarantee you'll have one of those quarterbacks in that game. Maybe in each game. So, like, Alvin Kamara scoring six touchdowns helped, but like I said, people watch the NFL because every game matters so much, and we like gambling on it, and we all play fantasy football. Maybe a little Falcons-Saints, a little Christmas Day beatdown.
I'd love to take out the Saints. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
But I like doing it on Thanksgiving, even though we don't do that. But I'd like to try again.
Is there going to be 17 games next year for sure?
Said it's like very likely. Somebody tweeted recently that it's very likely that they're going to still stick with that. I hope so.
Don't get me wrong. I'll take the extra week of football, the extra games. But that's going to mess with my mind. I like the 16 seems so perfect. The 17 is going to change everything. It's going to change, like, records.
Yep.
And it's going to change, like, evaluating, like, seasons. Is 10-7 even a good year? Who knows? Is 9-8 a good year?
That's going to be the real question. 9-8. What is that? What will be 9-8?
I mean, it's above 500, but does it get you in the playoffs? Probably not. Although maybe with seven teams. Who knows?
I'm curious what game they're going to add to the schedule, like who they're going to play or who everybody's going to play. Is it going to be like a NFC-AFC, like you play one other team from each conference? I think they should do something like that, make it more interesting. But
I'd say it'd probably be another conference game just to kind of make tiebreakers and playoffs. Important games.
If the Titans were going to play on Christmas, who would you want us to play?
If the Titans are going to play on Christmas?
Yeah.
Of next year's schedule?
Yeah.
You got the schedule pulled up for me?
Yeah, I got the home and away.
Give me some of the big teams out of the conference or out of the division. I mean, excuse me.
You want home or away? We're both.
Either doesn't matter.
Okay, home we got.
Don't give me the conference or the division.
Yeah, because I know. Bills, Dolphins, Cardinals, 49ers, Chiefs.
Slow downs. Tranquilo. Tranquilo, papi. All right, one more time.
Bills, Dolphins, Cardinals, 49ers, Chiefs.
I wouldn't mind playing the Bills.
After the beatdown they had last year on national television.
I mean, it would be nice just to get a win. But, like, you know, playing the Dolphins would also be cool. That was a home. That's a home game. Pittsburgh, we play on the road. We play the
Patriots.
The Rams, Patriots, Jets, Steelers, and Seahawks. Like,
yep.
Wouldn't mind playing the Seahawks or the Steelers. Don't really want to go to, like, New England on Christmas. I have bad flashbacks of snow games up there, so I don't really want to do that. But
I was kind of thinking that would be a cool one.
Yeah, I mean, if you win, but I just have bad, like I said, I got bad flashbacks of.
Titans aren't playing on Christmas.
I don't think
guys.
We are either. I don't think we are either. I didn't say that. It was him.
Titans get their one Sunday night game, one Monday night game, their one Thursday night game. That's pretty much it. Right? Am I wrong in that? That's usually they get pretty much one each primetime game, and that's pretty much it.
No, for a while, it was just we get our one Thursday night game.
Well, yeah, they're a little bit bad. I mean, this past year, they had the Sunday night game with the Packers.
Yeah.
Thursday night with the Colts.
Yeah.
It wasn't much Cowboys get their ass beat.
Bills. I mean, that was just by
luck. I guess they didn't have a Monday night game.
No, they didn't get a Monday night game.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah, the Titans will probably get three primetime games again. I mean, that's a pretty good number for them. Although I will say with the schedule, it might be a little conducive to have more primetime games. You still might get the Thursday night against the Jaguars just because, like, hey, Trevor Lawrence. But, like, you know, you can make the case for any of the Colts games being a primetime game. The Rams and Stafford, Pittsburgh, Seattle, just because you're playing Russell Wilson, Buffalo, because that was a pretty good game, and like those are two teams at the top of the AFC, Miami and the Chiefs. Like, there's a lot of options. You know, that's not even counting the 49ers or Cardinals, who, you know, both have their draw, their appeal. But, like, I do think the Titans have a schedule conducive for some primetime games.
That also means it's tougher. That's a pretty tough schedule. Just playing the NFC West is going to be tough.
That, plus when you win your division. But, I mean, yeah, it's tough. Yeah, like you said, playing the NFC West, I mean, getting the Rams and improved, you know, Matthew Stafford, 49ers team, a Cardinals team, and of course the Seahawks. Like, you just hope you can go 2-2 in that. Getting the AFC East ain't necessarily a picnic either, I don't think. I mean, Patriots should be improved. Jets should be improved. Bills and Dolphins should be good. At least you get both of the Bills and Dolphins in Nashville. Ugh, I don't know, think about football season. That is a tough schedule. Yeesh, disgusting. Disgusting.
A little worried about it?
No, because it's March, but, you know, I don't love it.
Speaking of the Saints, we were talking about the Saints earlier. What about Drew Brees out there grinding, out there working out in his parking lot or whatever? Is he coming back? Is he making a comeback?
He's just trying to sell Coppertone, man. He's got no endorsement deal. He's just trying to sell Coppertone. He's not fooling me.
So no comeback for old Drew. I guess not a comeback because he never really left, yeah. But hasn't left officially.
I'm going to guess he still retires.
He's been kind of drawing this out, though. Makes me think he's going to come back the way he's just kind of letting it simmer, letting the decision go.
Let's play some winners and losers of the weekend coming up after the break to talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Spring is coming, and many East Tennesseans are looking forward to opening windows and letting in some fresh air. But what if you could comfortably change out that stale air year-round without losing any energy efficiency? With an energy recovery ventilator, you can do just that. Indoor air pollutants can be up to 5 times higher than outdoors, making ventilation the most effective means to lowering indoor air pollutants. Call Blue Water Climate Control today to schedule a free consultation, 865-299-2290, online at bluewaterclimatecontrol.com.
So you're watching the game, and you see another ad for FanDuel Sportsbook, and you think to yourself, is that legal here in Tennessee? You bet it is. FanDuel Sportsbook is now legal in Tennessee, and you can place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free and get up to $1,000 back if you don't win. Seriously, there's no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit so you can take another shot at the end zone on the house. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, generous risk-free bets just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and exhilarating bet types such as same-game parlays where you can buy multiple bets from one game into one single parlay. And once you win on FanDuel, you get your winnings in as little as 24 hours. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and be sure to sign up with promo code TALKSPORTS so they know that we sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code TALKSPORTS. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is a non-withdrawal and requires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
If you or a loved one has been injured in an automobile accident, you deserve the best. With over 20 years experience in car and semi-truck accident cases, the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III have the expertise to handle your case and get you the money you deserve. Visit g3helpme.com to get your free legal consultation and let the G3 team put their experience to work for you. Attorney G. Turner Howard III and his staff understand exactly what you're going through. They'll handle your case, and there are no fees unless the G3 team wins for you. Don't wait a minute longer. If you're in Knoxville, Sevierville, Chattanooga, the Tri-Cities, or surrounding areas, let the G3 team go to work for you. Call the law offices of G. Turner Howard III today.
Winners and losers of the weekend brought to you by the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, give them a call at 865-558-8030 or visit g3helpme.com or call them at 865-558-8030. Serving all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience, let the G3 team get you the money you deserve. That's g3helpme.com. Let's play some winners and losers of the weekend. Cameron, hit the music.
Winners and losers. Winners and losers. Winners and losers. Winners and losers.
Cameron, who won this weekend?
All right, my number three winner of the weekend. I gave it to Arkansas's women's track team. They won their 7th indoor SEC title in a row. The men also won the SEC, so Arkansas swept the SEC indoor championship this weekend. So that's a win for them. My number two win of the weekend.
They're good, right?
Yeah, they are pretty good. They're always really good. They pump a bunch of stuff into that. My number two win of the weekend, I gave it to The five school records of the Tennessee track team. Our track team kind of balled out a little bit this weekend at indoor SECs. We had our first women, first lady vault ever to win the 60-meter championship in the SEC meet. And she is a world-leading under 20 time. Girl's like 19. And has a world-leading time for anybody under 20. School record. First time anybody at UT has won the 60 meters on the women's side.
We are back.
We had SEC shot put champion on the women's side. Our men's 4x4 team ran a world-leading time. World fastest time in the 4x4 right now was our men's 4x4 team. They were moving. Those boys were going.
Let's go.
We also had a couple guys break a long jump record, a triple jump record. Track team doing great.
How are we not the number one winners? Who's number one? How did we not get number one?
Because we haven't been winning as long as this guy. My number one, I gave it to Novak Djokovic. He has tied Rafael Nadal's record for most consecutive weeks, ranked number one at 310 weeks. And he is on track to pass him this upcoming week once he, if he's, I don't think they have anything going on. So he should pass him this next upcoming week. So 310 weeks at number one, tying the record, and he's about to beat that. So he is my number one winner of the weekend.
Okay, my winners of the weekend. Thank you for asking. Number three, I went with Jonah Hill. Jonah Hill.
I know what you're talking about.
Jonah Hill. Was it the Daily Sun? Who was it?
I think it was the Daily Sun.
Was it Daily Sun? Daily Sun's a haters. Hold on, let me make sure I got this right. Who was it?
It was Daily Sun.
Daily Mail. The Daily Mail. The Daily Sun is the tabloids or the fake one. Mail is I guess just a website. But they posted a picture of him surfing, and then afterwards. Really weird, the headline. Jonah Hill slips into his black wetsuit for surf day in Malibu before showing off his tattoos while going shirtless to towel himself off. Of course he went shirtless. Take a wetsuit off, you got to dry yourself off. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Jonah Hill is somebody who has struggled with his weight. But Jonah Hill put out a nice Instagram post about it. Said, I don't think I ever took my shirt off in a pool until I was in my mid-30s, even in front of family and friends. It probably would have happened sooner if my childhood insecurities weren't exasperated by years of public mockery about my body by press and interviewers. So the idea that the media tries to play me by stalking me while surfing and printing photos like this and it can't faze me anymore is dope. I'm 37 and I finally love and accept myself. This isn't a good for me post, and it's definitely not a feel bad for me post. It's for the kids who don't take their shirt off at the pool. Have fun. You're wonderful and awesome and perfect. All my love. Oh, and Daily Mail. Not even you can take the smile off my face. So we love Jonah Hill, a positivity king. Mm-hmm. Nice milestone for him. Jonah Hill's the man.
Oh, yeah. That was a good post.
And everyone's like, oh, yeah, Jonah Hill is so cool. And he reposted that. He's got a good high approval rating.
I didn't know he was all tatted up, too.
Yeah.
Look at that. Yeah. Good for him.
And his sidekick, Seth Rogen, also said he was starting a weed company. So, good for both of those guys this weekend. My second biggest winner of the weekend. It's weird that Seth Rogen didn't already have a weed company because that's kind of his whole brand. But either way.
What I was thinking.
Yeah, my number two winner of the weekend, I went with the New York Knicks. Their fans feel on top of the world right now, 18-17. They've gotten a little out of pocket, but that's what's going to happen when you're the New York Knicks and you're on a win streak. I saw it over the weekend. They're like, is Julius Randle already better than Chris Bosh ever was? I'm like, chill out. Chris Bosh was pretty damn good. Might be getting ahead of ourselves a little bit, but either way, the Knicks beat the Pacers, beat the Pistons. They're now a game above 500, and the number four seed, the Knicks, are back. They're my second biggest winners of the weekend. And number one, I went with golf. I thought they had a good weekend between having some of the heavy hitters up at the top of the leaderboard and yesterday's, ceremonial outfits, paying respect to Tiger. It was really cool to see everybody out there in the black and red. Tiger tweets about, I can't express how nice of a gesture this was and how much it meant to me. I thought it was a good moment for golf. And they also had some good players throwing darts out there. Is the Masters still playing in April this year? Do we know when the Masters date is? Are they back on regular schedule?
I think
they are, right?
Yeah,
April 5th is Masters week. I guess the tournament would start on, the 7th? Or 8th. So we're basically a month away. Guys are playing good right now. I thought that was a big win for golf as we get ready to get set for Masters season. Cameron, who do you think lost this weekend?
All right, my number three loser of the weekend, I gave it to Baylor. They finally got knocked off the ranks of the unbeaten, losing to Kansas this past weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So Gonzaga is now the solo dolo at the top of undefeateds. Baylor has slipped down and is looking a lot more beatable now than they were earlier in the season. Right when you're going into the tournament.
Whenever people were putting us, I mean, it wasn't just people. I guess we did it too, Hayden, on the show, but I remember people were like, hey, we're not scared of Gonzaga.
Yeah, we should burn that Missouri tape.
Hey, yeah, we're not scared. Well, I kept trying to get people to slow down. Like, I am scared of Gonzaga, but I did think we could play with Baylor. Turns out we stink, but yeah, we should burn that Missouri tape. That's probably accurate. We should do that. Save a lot of callers' embarrassment, too. They were fired up. They were fired up after that happened.
My number two loser of the weekend, I gave it to the Kings and Luke Walton. Just meltdown yesterday. We kind of talked about earlier, blowing that 8-point lead in a minute. Kings has just been awful this year. Luke Walton's time is probably getting very close to an end. The Kings just look a mess. They whole mess. So they're losers. They're my number two losers of the weekend. And my number one loser of the weekend, I gave it to a bunch of the staff at Barcelona. I don't know if you saw, but Barcelona's ex-president, their CEO, one of their advisors, and their head of legal services all got arrested in a raid at Barcelona's offices this weekend. I think it was kind of to like, I think it was like financial crimes, stuff like that. But they've been playing with the money, and they got raided over the weekend, and they all got popped and got arrested. So they cleared out some of Barcelona's front office this weekend, and that makes them big losers.
My loser of the weekend, number three, I went with Ole Miss. Took a loss to Vandy.
It's 9.5 points.
Was Scottie Pippen back? Was Pippen Jr. back? No. So neither Pippen nor Disu was back. So Ole Miss pretty much has their bubble burst. Is that accurate? Like, they're going to pretty much have to win the SEC tournament now to get in, I would say. At least to feel good on Selection Sunday. That was a big, bad loss for them. They're my third biggest loser of the weekend. Number two, I went with Tennessee. I went with Tennessee. And, I went a little overtime and stretched it just a little bit. I included the Sam Horn Missouri commitment in there, but you lose Ty Simpson. Or was that – that happened today or yesterday? The Sam Horn stuff. Was that last night before I went
to bed? It was last night, and the Ty Simpson stuff was Friday afternoon.
Yeah, okay, so I couldn't remember if that was today or last night. Okay, so yeah, I didn't have to break the rules. You lose Sam Horn, you lose Ty Simpson, you get your ass kicked in basketball, your baseball team makes a couple mental errors. It was just a bad weekend for Tennessee athletics.
Except for track.
Hey,
I did not include track in this.
Held it strong.
And the Lady Vols. So congrats to them for holding it down, but I just thought Tennessee overall, losers. They now look like frauds in basketball. What a fall from grace. My goodness.
People used to call this the best team ever, probably.
This most talented team? No. No, it's not.
That's funny.
No, it's not.
That's funny.
But the biggest loser of the weekend. Traven, who would you say it is? Do you have a loser in mind? Hey, you got a loser in mind? Have I missed anybody so far? Biggest loser of the weekend for me has to be Andrew Cuomo.
North Dakota State, too. But, yeah.
Yeah, sort of North Dakota State, I guess, breaking that streak, but I told you I didn't care at all about that. But Andrew Cuomo, nah, he's in hot water.
Mm.
He's had a second aide come out accusing him of sexual misconduct. Mm.
Don't like that.
It's been a bad run for Cuomo. It feels a long time ago from where people were like, hey, he is going to end up stealing the Democratic nomination and becoming the president because of how well he's handled the coronavirus in New York. He wrote a book about defeating the coronavirus before his numbers surged again. He got some type of award.
Yeah.
Like a daytime Emmy or something like that for how, like his coverage of the coronavirus, right? Is that what he won?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then it turns out he was lying about things. They were covering up murders or deaths, not murder, kind of murder, I guess, in like nursing homes. They were lying about that. They were keeping the numbers down. And now he is facing sexual misconduct allegations, an investigation. He's had to hand over his power during the investigation. And people are asking for him just to step down. So it's been a fall from grace for Andrew Cuomo. He is the biggest loser of the weekend. Anybody we missed? Like you said, North Dakota State.
Yeah, I can't really think of anybody else off the top of my head.
Lock him up.
Lock him up.
Literally now, I guess.
Look at the shirts.
Yeah. Outkick.com. Bad news for him.
Yeah. Can't think of anybody else that lost, though.
Once they start calling for your resignation, I feel like it's going to be tough to to withstand this.
Yep.
I acknowledge some of the things I have said have been misinterpreted as an unwanted flirtation. To the extent anyone ever felt that way, I am truly sorry about that. I don't feel like in the apology game you could say, hey, you just misunderstood me.
No, that's not a real apology.
Yeah, I feel like that is a bad way to go about it.
Deflecting the blame.
Yeah, like, hey, it's not my fault for saying anything. It's your fault for misunderstanding me. That seems like a bad way to go about it.
It's not really a good way to go about these situations either.
I mean, you can say, hey, I said it. I'm sorry. I was joking.
Yeah,
but
I
should never say
it.
That. Like, you can own up to it. And, like, you can even say, like, hey, I was joking, but I'm sorry. Like, that's cousin of, hey, you misinterpreted it. But at least it's like, hey, I should have never said it in the first place. But it's bad when you're in a position of power and you're taking a 25-year-old girl under your wing to, quote, be her mentor, and you're making it. That's a good way to get canceled in 2021.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that the cancel culture hasn't been as effective. People aren't really getting canceled. But, you know, if you're the governor and you're out of here, yeah, that is getting canceled. The allegations days after Lindsey Bohan, another former aide, gave details of allegations initially made in December. She claims Cuomo made comments about her appearance and subjected her to an unwanted kiss. You mean an unwanted kiss? Is that you're kissing these girls? On the cheek, on the lips?
What's
doing?
Getting misinterpreted there?
Yeah, I
mean, just popping them on the mouth? Was it?
I don't know. So yeah, Andrew Cuomo, the biggest loser of the weekend. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Hey folks, Jamie here at Alban Franklin Motors on Kingston Pike with the easiest new car.
Life-threatening injuries after being dragged nearly 1,200 feet by a car when she attempted to get out of the car to dance. incident took place in Raleigh just before 2:30 a.m. on Saturday, according to police. The woman had left the 2018 Honda and began dancing, but became tangled in the car's seatbelt. As the light turned green, the rear left passenger exited and began dancing next to the vehicle, the Raleigh Police Department wrote in the incident report. The passenger became tangled in the seatbelt as the vehicle began to drive away. The passenger was dragged approximately 1,185... How did the guy first not stop? before the driver was made aware of the situation. How do you go 1,000 feet before you're like, oh, wait, you... Oh!
Goodness.
But yeah. Five people, including that woman, were in the car at the time of the incident, so nobody noticed what is happening here. Police did not indicate why the woman decided to exit the vehicle. The driver was traveling the speed limit, which was 35. The driver was not suspected of drug or alcohol use. But yeah, this woman is in the hospital now because she tried to dance.
So they were just dragging her? She's just dragging on the ground and
yeah.
Nobody noticed?
Yeah, that's what's tripping me out. But yes, that's it.
Man.
So, yeah, I would say don't try that at home, kids.
Is that one of those videos where you're, like, dancing as the car's, like, moving?
Probably,
is that what she was shooting for?
Which is weird. I thought that phase was over, but
yeah.
Whatever.
Big-time newspaper coming up with new business model to survive.
Okay. I love new innovative business ideas.
Toronto Star. The Toronto Star, you know, obviously a big newspaper in Toronto. Their parent company, Torstar, says that they will launch an... How would you save your newspaper, if you could?
Make it all online?
I'm going to throw in something with it for free.
Online is correct, though, yes. He's got an online business model. Online gambling. He's going to open up an online casino.
Oh.
To save his newspaper.
Okay.
I don't like those go hand in hand, but
that's what
you got to do what you got to do.
Is this still going to be providing news while you can gamble?
Yep.
Is that what's going to happen?
Maybe that's it. Maybe in between roles, they pop up and give you a news story.
Yeah.
To instead of, you know, paying, as Hayden said, just online, a lot of people don't want to pay behind the news wall, right? Or the paywall. Like, hey, I don't want to give you $5 a month for journalism, but I will pay you $5 to spin that wheel one time before I read this story. Maybe you win, maybe you lose.
That's a good idea.
I like that.
I mean, I don't think that's what they're actually going to do. I don't think it's
going to be
tied to the content.
Do.
But $5 roll, and if you win, you get to keep the money and read the news article.
That's, you lose, that's good.
You
got
to spend again to get the article.
Next thing you know, somebody's paid $120 for the newspaper subscription for the month.
Give them four chances to get a free subscription, then four chances to not, and then
there you go.
There you go. Maybe a little less than that. Maybe not even. Maybe we've like three
the,
to
we've,
five.
We've saved the industry.
We've done it.
Think it's going to work?
Ontarians, which Ontarians is Toronto, Toronto, Ontario. Okay, I was going to say, wait a second.
Yeah,
gotcha. Ontarians spend about $500 million a year in online gambling.
Jeez,
wow!
With the vast majority going to gray market websites outside of Canada. So they're saying, hey, let's just legalize it. We can keep that money here. Bada boom, bada bing. We'll keep our journalism alive.
Wait, it's still illegal in Canada, though? Like, how's that going to work?
Well, I don't know if it's legal or not. It just says the majority of it goes to, you know, other.
But, I mean, if they're using, what'd you say, different websites, then I'm assuming that's, like, it's illegal.
Gray market, yeah, I guess that would be, it says, you know, domiciled outside of Canada, so.
Yeah, so it's illegal. Well, that kind of puts a hole in the business plan a little bit if you can't gamble in the.
Sure.
In the area,
so you can't gamble in Canada at all.
I don't know Canada's sports gambling rules. I'm just telling you what they said here, okay?
Isn't Canada just like open arms? Don't they just let whatever go? Isn't that what Canada's known for?
No, they're known for beavers and maple syrup.
And United Healthcare, universal healthcare.
That would be nice.
They're just kind of open to everything. Why not let people?
I don't think that means they're open to everything. The fact they like beavers, maple syrup, and
healthcare.
And giving people healthcare. I don't think that means they're just a free for all.
Well, they're very welcoming. You know?
I don't think prostitution is legal in Canada.
Surprising.
You think Canada's just a wild west up there?
Yeah, like,
I just
like
kind of thought of it as just very open-minded.
I don't think people would like travel to like open Amsterdam policy. If they could just go to Canada and get the same type of like free-for-all. So I need to go to Toronto, see what's popping up there.
You boys looking for a good time, eh? I can't do a good Canadian accent. I tried.
Yeah. Oh,
fuck yeah, I would have gone with a girl's voice there if I was trying to...
Do a Canadian girl accent.
He was just walking up to the car
with
a bag of maple syrup, like,
period.
Looking for a good time.
Do a good Canadian girl. Let's hear it. Let me hear your best Canadian girl accent.
No. So, you boys looking, eh?
He still sounds kind of like a guy.
You
Australian.
Over sword, eh?
It's better than his.
Yeah, it was better than his. I don't even know what that was.
So, you boys looking, eh? I've met a Canadian woman. I tried to mac on her. Well, one night. Did good night. Well, the next time. It's one of those weekends in Nashville for the Bowling Green game, actually.
Wow.
I had convinced her she should go to the Bowling Green game with her friends the next day because they're like, oh, we want to see big time college football. I was like, well,
did she have a pretty strong Canadian accent?
No, I don't really remember. I just know she was from Toronto. But she was like wanting to go see. I was like, yeah, you guys should go to the game. It'll be fun. And it was not fun. It was a big lightning delay. Then she wanted to go back to the hotel and, like, you know, rest. And then just by the time she came back out the night to hang out with me and my friends, she was in a bad mood. I was like, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Long day. That was my fault. So
ruined college football for her.
Damn you. Damn you, Butch Jones. Damn you. Lightning.
You went to the Oregon game? Is that what you said?
Yeah, the Oregon game in Nashville.
Oh, Nashville. Okay.
The Oregon game in Nashville. And that's what I said.
I just heard the lightning delay. There was a lightning delay in the Oregon game at home, wasn't there?
Lightning delay against Bowling Green in Nashville, too.
I don't remember that.
That game took forever to finish.
Oof. Not even worth it.
Kamara had a good game that day.
Well, he's a good football player.
Yeah.
A little bit of breaking news. The Chicago Bears have hired Tom Herman as an offensive analyst.
Maybe he'll fix that offense. Maybe he'll open up Trubisky.
Is he going to just be like an NFL guy now moving forward?
Maybe. I wouldn't blame him.
He's like, hey, I'm tired of the politics and college football. I'm not going back to college. Or will he just be an offensive analyst for a year and then like fix himself and get hired as an offensive coordinator somewhere next year?
If he wants to go back, some small school would probably offer him, but...
If you got like a $20 million buyout and you already had probably like another $8 million from whenever you were coaching the last 4 or 5 years, would you not just chill?
A year or two.
$28 million, I don't think I'd go be an offensive analyst with the Chicago Bears.
That just sounds like you're doing the grunt work a little bit, right?
Yeah,
it just sounds like you're doing way too much work for not enough pay.
I'd go be the offensive analyst for like Kansas City, like, hey, Andy Reid, let me pick your brain. But like, I want to go hang out with Matt Nagy.
He's probably going to get fired next year if they don't do something.
Don't want to be a part of that staff with no quarterback and no head coach. It just seems dumb. Like, just chill.
Herman just loves some football, I guess.
Can't get enough.
$28 million. Give me a big buyout. I'm just going to relax for a little bit. I mean, I know they're wired different. I get all that. But, like, take a year off, bro.
Just watch some football.
Yeah.
Play some Madden,
just
bro.
Just watch. Yeah, play some Madden. Become a family man. do you hate your wife that much? Gotta get back out and just get back on the grind. You think the office analyst still get to like say like, hey, sorry, honey, I gotta be at the office for?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You think they still get away with that? Like, hey, sorry, honey, gotta put the work in.
I'm gonna say, could y'all tell me what exactly an office analyst does? Exactly. So the wife probably can't either.
Analyzes. Well, if I was a wife, I'd be like, well, honey, it seems really weird that you're working so hard for $40,000.
Like, honey, I'm trying to set us up for honey, bigger things in the future.
But yeah, baby, but you're working 80 hours a week and you're making less than $1,000 a year a week. So like, you're.
Well, honey, duty calls.
You're not spending your time very properly. You could stay home with me and the kids. Anything else? You guys got anything to add before the show ends?
Nope.
Okay.
Not really.
The drive's up next. Stay tuned on Fan Run Radio.